Pretty normal Thursday. Special situations, third down. Covered all of those. Guys worked through it in the crowd noise. It was all crowd noise today. We expected to be noisier indoors on Sunday than it even was in Pittsburgh. So it'll be another challenge for us executing our football, you know, offensively specifically, and certainly making calls on defense when the time comes. And we'll just continue to work at it. Tomorrow we'll go to the red zone and do the same thing. We were outdoors today, obviously, and guys worked hard. We got a lot of work done and got done 9 minutes early. I encouraged them to get more rest with that 9 minutes that we got done. We're going to need every bit of energy we can going into Sunday's game. Well, we're not 3-0. We're 0-0, and this is game 1 of 13. And that's really the reality of it all, that we've got to focus on getting better each day. And on Sunday, we play game 1 of the season. That's how it is. And, you know, there's no light at the end of the tunnel here. There's no guarantees at the end of the tunnel that 3-0 is getting us anywhere. It's giving us a chance. That's what it's doing. Just like hard work each week doesn't guarantee us we're going to win, but it gives us a chance. And that's all we're trying to do on Sunday. And that's really the reality of it. That's how we're approaching it, that we have to go out on Sunday. And we've worked all week to try to win 3 hours of a game, you know, try to win a game in 3 hours. And, you know, hard work gives us a chance, but it doesn't guarantee us anything on Sunday, or does it guarantee us during the season. So that's how we're approaching it, and that's what I'm telling the team, and that's what I believe. Everything. I mean, really everything. Our line is getting to know each other each and every week. The communication is so critical. We've got young players who continue to have to work on technique and fundamentals. We've got a system that is just evolving. We really don't know who we are yet and where we're going with this thing. It's every week is somewhat of an experiment in terms of how we can get better concept-wise, running the football, getting to know our personnel, what they can do in certain situations. So we kind of it's kind of hard to break down, other than to break down every facet of it. And we find that with each and every facet that there's things we can do to improve. And we're really working hard at that. But we know it's, you know, we don't have expectations that it's going to happen overnight. We're just trying to find the you know, the structure to be able to go in on Sunday and be at our best, and then we'll evaluate it. And we think we can be better than we were a week ago. You know, we're gonna work. We've worked hard to do that this week, and we hope that that'll come out on Sunday. I don't know what that means. I mean, I think we played well enough to win offensively because we played well enough to win on special teams and defense. We've been winning as a team. There's no doubt about it. I don't think we could win a game on our own, or we haven't been able to do that yet. You know, if you looked at it that way, and what team can? So I think it's a combination of, you know, it's continuity football. It's trying to, you know, put the team in the best position to win on that play and on that day. And, you know, I don't know where we are right now. I really don't. And I'm not really concerned about it, as long as we continue to assess everything that we're doing daily and try to put each guy in a position to succeed on that particular play. And that's not easy. That takes work. And but we enjoy doing it. This is a fun team to work with. They're guys who really love football and are willing to sit in a classroom and learn and go out in the field and work hard. So that's a pretty cool thing. He's day-to-day. We're hopeful. And I'll tell you exactly where he is tomorrow. I'm just not sure. We'll see how he's in the morning. He worked off the field all day. And, again, optimistic, but we'll know a lot more in the morning. Yeah, I watched him today quite a bit, and he's making awkward throws, throwing under duress. He's obviously gotten very comfortable in the offense. He's got a 99 rating this year, thrown for over 1,000 yards, and he's got a good group to work with. Just Calvin alone, he's got Pettigrew, and then, you know, with the two backs, with Bell and with Bush coming back, you know, there's a lot of guys there to work with, and he just seems very comfortable. He's not afraid to put the ball down and run with it. So, you know, he's all we can. I think it's his third year now. He's all we can. You know, he's ascending as a quarterback. Certainly, he's got maybe an 85 rating career-wise, but he certainly has picked it up in the first three games. You know, I think he's very, very lucky. He's come into a situation, fortunate, I should say, to, number one, have the opportunity to work with Aaron and Pat. They've done a great job with him. You know, having Garza in the room is huge. Having Slauson and Bushrod in the room is huge. And, you know, I think that even Jordan has had a settling effect on Kyle, who's got a very high motor, highly intense, and has had a calming effect on him at the right times. So the room is good for Kyle, and because of it, as I've said, he hasn't made small spurts in getting better. He's really, made larger ascending. He's ascended quicker than normally you'd anticipate. I think that's a lot of the environment that he's been fortunate enough to walk into, and his love for the game and wanting to do well, and his intelligence, football intelligence level is very high. A lot of people have tried. It's not easy. It's not easy for one man to block him. We've got to give give help when we can. Sometimes we can slide the line that way. Sometimes we do it with the back. Sometimes the guards are going to have to handle them by themselves, and it's just a combination of things. And then you can help with play selection, where you're running the football, where you're moving the quarterback, moving things around and making it a little more difficult in terms of where Jay's going to finally be in a passing spot and throwing the ball quickly.